אחד, שרשי סוד זה סוד הסעילים, הרבי חטס, הוא כבר סימנה, אני כבר סתאי ים טוב מוסף, איזה קורבן אלה. אצל סוד, כבר סוד קודמים, זכור סקר שנה כלל, here it says that the Kvosim come before the Sirim, and Noma come before the Chattis. So Moses says, no, we're Nadav, we're talking about Nadavis, and the both owners, pray for person is Makdish, two animals for Korban Olam, a Kephas and a Sirim. So the Kralia is the Kephas Kephas, so since he why? Praying, Korban Olam, what's the reason? Why does the power come before Olam? Shekain Yisrael ben Menachasim, when we bring a power, it has much more of a Mincha. It has the power of Shlosh Rasvayim. That has more Kedushi being the power first. The same Eilim the Kvasim. The same thing Eilim come before the Kvasim. Kvasim has more of a Mincha than the Kevus. By the Eilim, it's Shnei Yisrael. By Kevus only one. Now, Kvasim the Sirim. How come a Kevus comes before a Sayyid? She came to Shabbat Ba'ayah. Because by Kevus you have to burn even the tail of it. Mashen came by the Kvasim, you don't have to burn. By the Sirim, you don't have to burn his tail. A Korban is not Kasha, the Torah Matur, there are Korban Eila. Torah Shema, I could bring another proof. Says the Lecha, that Par Kain Mashiach, Kaidin the Par Helem Dovon, the Par the Kain Mashiach has to bring for his Chet, that is the Par the Kain Godu brings for his Chet, comes before the Par Helem Dovon Shatsiba, without Siba. And Rashi says, in the first time, by his back days, that the Kohen Gadol's power always comes first. So he brings his first before the power of the Tzibur. Power and Dovah Shatibur. Now, power and Dovah Shatibur, when the Tzibur has to bring their power for their Chet, listen to the Psaka Bezdin, that's Chodim, the power of the Chodim. It comes before the power that's brought to the Chet of Avodah Zarah. And the reason is, Shezeh Chattis is the Oila. By the Avodah Zarah is only an Oila. We have before Chattis is Kedemus. By the Pavel and Dovah is the Chattis. That comes first. Now it says that Par Avodah Kechovim Kedem Litzirei Avodah Kechovim. When you bring a Par for the Chet of Avodah Zarah, that comes before a Soyer that's brought for Avodah Kechovim. Now she says, the other question is, Alma Yesh Oila Kedemus Chattis. If you see an Eilo, comes first. It says here, the power of the Avodah Zarah, which is only an Eilo, comes before the Soyer of the Avodah Zarah, which the Soyer is a Chattis. Here we see an Eilo comes first. And the Gemara says, the Yafagav, the power of the Avodah Zarah, Eilo, even though the power is an Eilo, the Soyer of the Avodah Zarah, Chattis, still, the power comes first. So who you see an Eilo comes first? Gemara says, V'yemim Eresha. Let's look at the Eresha. Like Rashi has to scream up. What? He has a question from the Sefer. Bring the Raya from the Eresha. Says in the Eresha, the Par Helem Dovo comes before the Par Vazachovim. V'yemim Eresha. Par Helem Dovo Shotibur comes before the Par Vazachovim. So you see clearly what? That a Chattis comes before an Eimer. So what do you have to answer here? That the Chad Mino Miyoloi Kamrinon. The Chattis called Menach Nami. When the both the power and the chanami, then avada the power of Chattis comes before the power of an Eilo. He come mina. Where do I see different here? Betray minay that by tray minim is asked on Eilo to kod melachatis. That here the kashpah is only a kashpah from the sefer. That here I see that by two minim this bright souls by two different minim then an Eilo could come before a Chattis. And before we said that even a Chattis oif comes before an Eilo's beima. So here you see by two minim, still we said before, Chattis comes first, and here I see by two minim, now the opposite. That by two different minim I see, then Eilo could come first. That's the kasha. So Moses says, Amri Marov, this is over there, the third over there, it's Israel, Mishmei the Rovo Ba'amori, name of Rovo Ba'amori, that Chattis, Avos Chovim, Chosar Aleph. And when the Torah writes the word Chattis, Avos Chovim is listing an Aleph. Le Chattis Ksiv. So the Pshat is, like Rashi says, the Pshat is come to teach us that this Chattis is different than all of the Chattis, even though regular Chattis always comes before an Eilo. Here by the Chattis of the Avodah Zarah, the Eilo comes before the Chattis. So if there's no kasha in our klal, Ravina says, Kemishpat Tzivu. It says in the place, Kemishpat. So Rashi says, "Who crow in the chosav nisko kemishpat? Mashpa kemishpat stayed in the crow." That the same way it's written in the Torah, it says the yom the first. Here it's a special verse, chosav the yakrov of the yom is also before the chatos. So Moshe says, "Hashta biyasl hochi." Once you come out to this answer that says mishpatziv, afilo time upon the chag. Even if you want to say at the beginning that the Bryce is talking about the musafim that comes on Yom Tov, and even though there we say the Ula comes before Chatos, but especially because there's a custom over there, the Chag Nami Kimishpotim Sivu, it also says the word Kimishpotim over there. Kirenach Nami, the place we don't have the Pesach, Avada, the Klal is a Binyanah, the Chatos always comes before a Korban Eila. Now the Gemara says, he brought up a question like this, Chatos Oif, the Oilas Behema, O Meiser, Eizimem Kaidim. We have a question, these three things are in front of you. There's a question to bring in a Chatos Oif, or else an Oilas Behema, or else a Meiser Behema, which Korban should the Korban bring first? Once, where is Tiktim Chatos Oif, that the Chatos Oif he had before comes before an Oilas Behema. The Gemara says, no, Ika Meiser, Tikodim Loi, no. The Akol Ponim, a Meiser Behema, should come before an Oilas Behema. Before the Chatos Oif, it's only a locha that the Chata says comes before Korban Eimer, but not before a Meister Beimer. Avada Meister Beimer to Min Beimer, Avada should come before the Yif. So, once was the Meister Beimer should come first. So, Mor says, if so, Likta Meister, let's talk and bring Meister first. Mor says, no, he called us Beimer to Korban Eimer. And Elis Beimer is supposed to come before Meister Beimer. If so, Tikta Melis Beimer, let's talk and bring Elis Beimer first. So, Mor says, no, you can't do this either. He could chata serve to Korban Eimer. At the rise between these two, Oila and the Chatos Oif, the Chatos comes first. So what should we do in this case? So where it says, here we answer and said, Mim Zevachod. By Kopon, the type of a Korban, that comes first. So Rashi says it means, V'yach de Maisem, first bring the Maisem Behema, V'yach HaKa Chatos, and then V'yela. That's what he said over here, in Bavel. But my rope in Eretz Yisrael, he said, Amri, Eili bo oilas behema bechatis oif. So that Yishayel is only between the Korban Eila and the Chatis. The Yagvosim Maisa, and that outweighs Maisa. So we have to look at oilas behema and Maisa, oilas behema should come first. So that outweighs the Maisa. Now the question between the oilas, the Korban Eila, and a Chatis oif comes first. So that's what they said, first being the Chatis oif, then the Korban Eila, then the Maisa Behema. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Achatoi Shabbatero Kedemes Liyashamois. Whenever the Shabbat brings the Korban Chatos and the Korban Eshim, you always have to bring the Korban Chatos first. Chutz Meyashim Metzera. Chutz from the Metzera brings its Oshim. V'nei Shubor Al Hechsel. Because the Oshim that the Metzera brings, that's coming to be Machshir him. So she says, L'katsam Olevi Yitzmitos Hilchot Chashivus Unagabein. Shetara to Yibai, the Tara of the Mitzvah is more telling the Yoshem, therefore Mitzvah brings his Yoshem first. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Hashem Mitzvah B'Torah. Usually when you have to bring a Korban Yoshem, Boyim B'nei Stam, it has to be 2 years old. Or Boyim B'Kesel Skolim, you have to pay at least 2 Skolim. There's a Kitzvah, how much it has to be worth? Chutz Me Yoshem Nozer V'Yoshem Mitzvah. Excluding the Yoshem that Nozer brings in a Mitzvah, Shein Boyim B'nei Shnosem, it's supposed to be only 1 year old. V'yein boyim b'kesef shkolim, doesn't have to be worth shkolim. Now, k'shem shekoidna b'yakrovosan, koidna b'yachilosan. The same way the Mishnah before said, the gedima and the akrova, of which one is more mekudish, the same way there's a gedima in eating from the korban. That eating from a chatis comes before the yashram, and the yashram from a toida, same thing, kolom mekudish, eat that one first. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shlemim shlemish? Let's say you have the meat of a korban shlemim, that was brought yesterday. With Shkodim Shalom Yemen, you still have meat in front of you from a Shalom that was brought today. So which one should the Kohen eat first? The locker is a Shalemish Kaidman. You should eat the one of yesterday's first, the Shalom Yem, rather from today. And the other does not come the day nicer. Shalom Shalemish. Chatis Yashim Shalom Yem. You have meat of the Kohen Shalom from yesterday. And you have the Chatis Nosha from today. So which one comes first? Still, Shalom Shalemish Kaidman. Still you eat the Shalom of yesterday. February Meir, that's where Meir Svara, Master Synthesis from yesterday, it's a zuzu to leave it to wait with it. Therefore, even though these are Mama Kodesh, the Chatos and the Yoshin, but still it's resulted to leave over yesterday's, you have to eat that one first. The Chomer says no, Chatos Kedemis, the Venetian Kretchikadoshim, that today's Chatos comes before yesterday's Shlemin. That today's Chatos is Kretchikadoshim, that's more Kedushim. The Chul in all these cases, Hakanim, Rishoyim, Rishanah, Sechlosim. When the crane goes to eat from the Kretchim, he's allowed to eat it any way he wants. Left when Slini could eat roasted, Shlukim, cooked with Rishoyim, very much cooked, a little bit cooked, left to the Tekken, Tavri, Chulim, Tavri, Tuma, Tibi, Rebbe Shimon, even allowed to put spices of Tuma inside it, even though he was taken away from the time of eating the Tuma Tumuta. And now you have to know, Leit no Tekken, Tavri, Tuma, he can't put spices of Tuma into the Kretchim. So you have the Tuma day of Sul, and it come out, you take it away from the time, but this Tuma, you can eat as long as you want. Now when you bring the Korban, after a day or two, become nicer. So now let it bring Tuma a day soon. And Shimon says, no, we don't care about this. All right, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. All right, we'll stop here. Here, we're holding the Tzadikim Adays. We just finished the Mishnah about Kol Chatzar Sheva Torah, Kedemes Le'ashomais. Now we're up to the Gemara. So Gemara says like this, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Todir u'mekudush eizem hem koidim. Like the last two Mishnahis we had, first it was a klal, so called a todim echaveru is kodim, there's a gedima, something happens more often, or tamid, over a kovin musaf, and then the last Mishnah we had was a kodish before this, was a klal bal mekudush, something that's more mekudush, that goes before another korban that's not so mekudush. Now the shalus, you have these two kabonis, one is a todir, and one is a mekudush. Rashi explains, let's say you have dam, oilas atomid, then oilas atomid is todir, and you have dam chatis, the chatis is more kodish, it comes for kapara. So which one of these two zrikas should the coin be yasekin? That's the shalus, miyam koidim. Todir koidim, one story is todir should come first, mishun the todir, it's my lures, it happens often. Oidimu, maybe, mekudush kodim, maybe the story is, the Mekudish should come first. The Kodish, because it has more Kedusha to it. But the Shalom, which one is a bigger Milo, which one comes first? So Mura says, Toshma, come in here. The Temidim, Kaidin Lumasafim, we had before in the Mishnah, before the beginning of the Perek, that we have the Korban HaTomid, the Korban HaMusif, the Korban HaTomid comes first. Temidim, Kaidin Lumasafim,